drink a lot of nectar, a lot of ambrosia, start singing. Some Brahmars are drunk on the nectar of the flower. So that black Brahmar represents Krishna. It's also basis in the Brahmar Gita, the 47th chapter of Bhagavatam. So that Brahmar, sometimes he flies into a golden lotus flower and gets trapped there, drinking the sweet nectar of the heart of that flower. And the sun sets, and no one can see. And in the privacy of the dark, privacy and secretiveness of the darkness of night, then that golden lotus flower can wrap its petals around that Brahmar and engulf him and cover him inside, hold him inside her heart, the heart of that golden lotus flower. So the Brahmar stays here. He's happy, trapped in the flower, drinking the nectar. He falls asleep intoxicated inside the petals. And when the sun comes in the morning, the petals open up and the guy is drunk. He's just stumbling on the petals and trying to find his way out of the golden lotus flower to go back. And he gets so bewildered that he takes one of those petals of the golden lotus flower and he covers himself with it. And he wraps one of those yellow petals around his bluish-black sham body of the Brahmar and flies away. And when he goes back to Mrs. Bumblebee, in Nandagram, Mrs. Bumblebee says, "Hey, what is that yellow covering on your back? What happened to your blue color? What's that yellow lotus petal covering your blue back? What's that? Oh my God. What's this?" So that's proof that this bumblebee was cavorting with this golden lotus flower, spent the whole night inside the clutches of the golden lotus flower. So this analogy of the Brahmar, the black Brahmar and the golden lotus flower, this is Radhakrishna. Krishna enters deep into the heart of Radharani like a bumblebee and drinks all the nectar there. And then Radharani embraces Krishna, a prema lingata, a loving embrace with her golden arms, and completely covers Krishna with her form. Covers Krishna with her prema kanti, her golden prema kanti. That black bumblebee of Krishna enters deep in the heart of Radharani to drink the Mahabhav Ras. Then he gets covered by the petals of the lotus flower at sunset. And it's all dark and no one can see what's going on there in the darkness. And that's when we have Rasa Leela and so many Nipritini Kunja Leela, so many things going on. While the bumblebee is trapped inside the folds of the golden lotus petals of the golden lotus flower. So that comparison of the black Brahmar trapped inside the golden lotus flower is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna inside the heart of Lord Chaitanya is Krishna relishing. The bumblebee Krishna has entered the heart of Radharani. And now he's residing in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, relishing the Mahabhav Rasa of Radharani. And then Radharani has covered that bumblebee. So covered, Krishna's form has become covered by Radharani's kanti, her golden color. That's why Gauranga is golden in color. So Gauranga is that, represents that combination of the black bumblebee Krishna deeply entering the heart of Radharani to drink her pure love and getting covered by her love and getting completely smothered, covered and surrounded by her love. So Bahir Radha Antar Krishna, outside all golden color, beautiful Radharani, and the Kanti, the Prem Kanti, and the Rup Kanti, the effulgence of her form and the effulgence of her prema, her mahabhava, her ujjala prema, beautiful bright golden color of her pure love, is covering Krishna like the golden petals of a lotus covering that black Brahmar bee. And inside the heart of Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Antar Krishna Bahirata. Inside is that black bumblebee drinking the sweet nectar of mahabhava. And of course he's distributing it through the Harinam Sankirtan. Anyone takes place in Harinam Sankirtan, they can also become like a bumblebee and relish the sweet nectar, Nam Ras. You get covered by the mercy of Radharani, the golden petals of her Karuna, and become an agent of fortune and an agent of mercy to help others go back to the spiritual world. Radhe Shyam.